بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the Quran, there is only one surah. There is only one surah that has the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single ayah. And that is not قل هو الله أحد, because لم يلد ولم يولد. There's no Allah's name in there. That one surah in the Quran is the very first surah of the 28th juz, or the 28th para, and that is called Surah Al-Mujadala. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions a story about a woman whose name was Khawla bint Tha'labah. And Khawla bint Tha'labah, she was married to a man by the name of Aws bin Samit. And Aws bin Samit, one day he came home, and they had an issue between them, and he said something which really made her really upset. And he said to her that anta alayya ka dhahri ummi, that you are haram upon me. The literal definition is that the back of my mother is like anta alayya, that you are upon me like my mother's back, meaning that just as my mother is haram upon me, you are haram upon me. Now Aws bin Samit left the house. He was able to cool himself down. He came back home, and the hadith mentions that he wanted to become intimate with her. And that is when Khawla bint Tha'labah, she pushed away and she said that I cannot do this till we find out that what exactly you said. You put me on the same level as your mother. And so she went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed this ayah, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He even revealed that how the expiation and how do you get out of this oath that He made. Now, one thing that we learn about this woman, first of all, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only one woman that's mentioned by name in the Quran, and that is, we all know, is Maryam alayhi salam. However, there are many other women that are mentioned only by pronouns. And this is one woman that was mentioned with a pronoun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions her story. Now, we also learn about Khawla bint Tha'labah, that she was such an amazing lady, that in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, first of all, you know the demeanor of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. You know, we know the attitude of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And we learned that, subhanallah, one day, she came to Umar ibn Khattab, and she began to remind him when he was a child. And he said, and she says that, I remember when you were Umayr. By the way, the word Umayr is a ismu tasghir. It's a kind of noun that Arabs would use at that time to refer to something that was small. So the word Umar becomes Umayr. And she says, I remember the time when you used to take care of animals and you used to graze animals and so forth. And she then says that she begins to remind Umar ibn Khattab, because he is Amirul Mu'mineen. And she reminded him about the hereafter, that there is something called accountability. There's something called punishment. And then she began to remind him about death and this inevitable reality. At that time, the servant of Umar ibn Khattab is standing there. And he begins to tell this woman, Khawla bint Tha'labah, that do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to Amirul Mu'mineen. This is not the way you talk to him. And that is when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, that do not say this to her. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I listen to her complaint, then even now, as Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, it is my duty to listen to her, what she has to say. We also find in Tafsir ibn Kathir, and by the way, you know that story I just said? This also goes to show you that never get ticked off or never get irritated, especially, you know, when our uncles and, you know, the seniors, uncles and aunties, when they come to you and they say, oh, I remember when you were a small kid and, you know, you used to run around and do this and do that and so forth. Don't ever get irritated by it. This is something that the seniors, they like to do when they see people growing up. They like to remind themselves and, you know, jog their memory, and, you know, they have flashbacks. So there's nothing wrong with it. Umar ibn Khattab, he just let it go. Now, the next story we find in Ibn Kathir also is that Khawla ibn is mentioned that Umar al-Khattab was talking to a man. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's talking to a man of the Quraysh. Khawla bint Tha'labah walks in. And Umar al-Khattab left this man. He wrapped up his conversation and he went to her. And he asked her what she needed. This man, there was another man who's watching this. And he went to Ibn al-Khattab and he says that this is ajib. I've never seen something like this before. You dropped this man. He's a Qurayshi man. And you went to this woman. Who is this woman? And that is when Ibn al-Khattab said that you don't know who this woman is. This is Khawla bint Tha'laba. And I must give her my attention. And I must listen to her. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her his attention. And he listened to her. And then he says that if I had to sit here all day long and she would not leave, I would give her company and I would listen to her. And if it was a time for salat, I would go and take care of my salat and come back and then give her my full attention until her needs are met, because this is Khawla bint Tha'laba. So this is something very interesting that we find, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason why she is so well known in our Islamic history, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he listened to her. Now, once again, what did I say earlier? That this is Surah Al-Mujadala. If you study this entire surah from beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions his name in every single ayah to make us aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing and he listens to every single thing. Whether it's a person who is speaking verbally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to that. When a person speaks from their heart, not even verbally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears that. Now what's interesting to note about this is that there are many very, you know, subtle gems and lessons to be learned from this story. First, or from the surah. First of all, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about this story. This is a man who is emotionally abusing his wife. The lesson in this is that even within our families, when we talk to each other, it's not only a husband to a wife, but even a wife to a husband, when we emotionally, verbally abuse each other, the kids may not know, the community may not know, the in-laws may not know, but you know who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard it. And this is something, a lesson for all of us. Because a lot of times we say things at home that wallahi, if people heard what we say sometimes to our spouse, wallahi, we would not have a face to show in our community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, just like he heard Khawla bint Tha'laba and her complaint, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to every single thing that is being said. And lo and behold, on the day of judgment, when we say things that are considered as emotionally abusive, verbally abusive, there is accountability for this in the hereafter. Another thing that we find in the same surah is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about secret meetings, people coming together to discuss how to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people coming together to discuss how to hurt each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions his name again in those ayat. Why? Because to remind us that when people get together to inflict harm upon someone else, when people come together with the wrong intention to hurt someone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that you think that no one else knows about your conversation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about your conversation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, that make space and so forth, the ulama have said that this also means that when you give up your rights, when you give up your rights, then even in that kind of situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware that you have rights, but you have given up your rights. When people, they would turn their back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen in Medina, then the Prophet, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding them that you think that you turn your back and Allah does not know about it, Allah knows about it. From beginning to end in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds each one of us that every single thing that we do, every single thing that we say, whether it's in public, whether it's in secrecy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hears. Today, subhanAllah, so many times we hear people say, I keep on making dua, Allah does not hear, Allah does not hear. Allah is as-sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he listens, most definitely he listens, but the results of our dua and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may come after some time, but we should never forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who always listens. Anything that we say, anything that comes from our heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen. So let's remind ourselves that before we say anything, before we do anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, and there is something called accountability. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are aware of the akhirah at all times. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those whose a'mal and their qawl is according to the teaching of the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.